Speaking to an overflowing crowd, the former president laid out the next 4 years of Obama's economic policy.
We have to modernize this economy, speed up job growth. We have to create more jobs that pay above the national average, and we have to train and educate people to do them. So invest in modernizing infrastructure. Invest in modern manufacturing. Invest in small business entrepreneurs. Invest in clean energy. And invest in the education and training necessary to prepare people.
Clinton says Governor Mitt Romney's target of 12 million jobs in one term has already been forecasted.
Before he made that 12 million jobs promise to you, a very distinguished, independent business forecaster, Moody's Analytics, said that we're going to get 12 million jobs in the next 4 years if we just don't mess up what we've done right in this four.
Speaking to a crowd with many college-level students, Clinton said Obama is looking to ease the burden of student loans.
The loans are cheaper, the interest rate is lower, but far more important, these loans, starting next year, every single student in America with a federal student loan will have the absolute right to pay that loan back as a small, fixed percent of their income for up to 20 years.
Green energy was a big part of the former president's speech. Clinton points out the potential of solar energy and what it had done for Germany.
On one sunny day last spring, they generated so much electricity from the sun that it was the equivalent of 20 nuclear power plants. And they have nowhere near our capacity.
And that continued into talk of climate.
The world is warming at an unsustainable rate. Human activity has caused it. There is room for a debate here. The liberals and the conservatives should be debating how best to deal with climate change, not ridiculing its reality.
The Chippewa Valley saw a full day of high-profile politicians. Vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan held a rally in the early hours in Eau Claire, and Governor Walker joined U.S. Senate candidate Tommy Thompson for an event in Chippewa Falls. In Eau Claire, Mike Ness, Wisconsin Radio Network.